Good evening, Twin Cities, and thank you for tuning in tonight to KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. And you are tuned in right now at the 7 o'clock on the dot hour to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. My name is Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women Glitter Pronouns, and I am in the studio solo this evening, but DJ Daddy Rocks will probably be calling in live tonight at some point as they are attending the second annual 2026 Transforming Families Gala, which is taking place live right now. And they'll call in and chat a little bit about that in a short few minutes. But let's get the music going right now. I have so much more. We're going to be talking about creating change. I'll be talking about all of that after this song. And we have some artists from Washington, D.C. that we have curated for this evening. We have some Marvin Gaye that we're going to play for all of you this evening, as well as Michelle and Angie Otello and Genuine and so much more. So let's get it going with some India RE right now on KFAI's Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. We'll be back in a short few minutes. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. People from maybe Mississippi or Ireland. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I let you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim higher and higher. Finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth.
Welcome back to KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. Good evening, Twin Cities, and thanks for tuning in. This is the first Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions of 2026, and I am your girl, Shimmer, she, her, Lady Women Glitter Pronouns, in the studio with you all this evening, and I'm solo this evening, but that's okay, because DJ Daddy Rocks is going to call us in a little bit as they are attending the 2026 Transforming Families second annual gala tonight in the Twin Cities, and they're going to call in and share all about that and tell me what's going on and have a good conversation about that. And then tonight I'm going to be discussing creating change. What is creating change and how did it come about? And it is the road to Washington, D.C., because myself and DJ Daddy Rocks and a group of shamazing, fabulous folks right here from the Twin Cities will be going to Creating Change, which is taking place this year in Washington, D.C., which is taking place on January 21st through the 25th. And we're so excited to attend. And I'm just really excited to share all about that and what's going on. And really quickly, I just want to give up some information about the Transforming Families Gala 2026. It is guided by the North Star, Transforming Families. It is going down right now. And they're going to be having so much beautiful activities going on. There's been an early bird special. Yes, that's right. They have a cocktail hour that has now ended, but that's okay. But the main gala is taking place right now as we speak, and it's actually taking place at the Plymouth Community Center. It's going to be a night of delicious food, uplifting stories, and the joy of supporting Transforming Families' mission to uplift and empower trans and gender expansive youths and their families. So I'll share a little bit about that in a short few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and get into some music right now as we're going to be traveling to the Twin Cities here. As we're going to be traveling to Washington, D.C., I was looking at the wrong screen. I'm sorry. I apologize. So I have curated some artists from the D.C. area. So first up tonight, let's get into some Marvin Gaye with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Right now on KFAI's Fresh Root and Rare Productions. We'll be back in a short few minutes. Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, as we are curating our musical artists from the Washington, D.C. area, as myself and DJ Daddy Rocks and a amazing group of individuals and folks and organizers right here in the Twin Cities will be heading to Washington, D.C. in 2 weeks to attend this year's 2026 Creating Change Conference. Exactly what is Creating Change? It is a shamazing, fabulous conference. Since 1998, Creating Change has generated opportunities for many thousands of committed people from around the country and indeed from around the world to develop and hone their skills, celebrate victories, build community, and be inspired by visionaries of our LGBTQ plus movement and allied movements for justice and equality. Attendees, nearly a third of whom identify as transgender or gender nonconforming, and over half as people of color, learn about the latest in research and strategies to secure LGBTQ plus rights, network to acquire best practices and new teaching techniques, and always come away from the experience feeling encouraged, inspired, motivated, challenged, and moved. Through Creating Change and other advocacy programs, the National LGBTQ Task Force is training and mobilizing thousands of activists across the nation to deliver a world where you can be you. Oh my gosh. And let me tell you, I was able to attend my very first Creating Change conference back in 2018 in Washington, D.C. And I have to say, it truly has been such a fabulous conference. All of the years I've been able to attend, I've been so blessed. I've learned so much. I've taken notes. I've done homework. I've attended tracks and workshops around organizing, funding, social justice, entertainment, queer media. I remember when I went to Creating Change in Dallas, when it was in Dallas, right before the pandemic happened. And I did a session with DJ Daddy Rocks, and we talked about queer media. We talked about KFAI. We talked about Fresh Fruit. And we told everyone how inspired and intrigued we were to be on the air and to be voices within the LGBTQ community and also people of color. And our session was full. It was packed. And I remember attendees from the class and the session came up to me and Rocks at the very end, and they were like, thank you. Thank you for sharing your voices. Thank you for your platform. Thank you so much. We're really inspired by this. They could not believe how KFAI has a LGBTQI2S plus radio station. There is no other station like this right here in the country, in the nation. And so to be able to be a voice, to be a part of a collective of shamazing voices right here on Fresh Fruit on KFAI with DJ Daddy Rocks and Alfred and Dixie. Also, we have a shamazing slew of other shows and hosts that identify within the LGBTQ community right here in the Twin Cities on KFAI is such a magical gift. It is so powerful and so uplifting. And so being able to attend this conference has really also motivated me to be a voice for those in my community who want to get on radio, who want to be in media. And I remember sharing my love of radio and media last year in Las Vegas, where Creating Change was held. And I met a really shamazing, fabulous person who I have stayed in contact with. And one day we were attending a session, and I was sharing with this person how much I love radio, how radio has really changed my life, how music has inspired me. It has really uplifted me in... if I'm having a bad day, if something is going wrong, I have told them how I'm able to just turn on the radio and just to brush away all of the problems and all of the issues that I face in my personal life. But being able to just listen to music, I think it is such a magical gift. And they were like, wow, Shimmer, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for sharing your voice. And this person listens to my show every morning right here from their home state of Denver, Colorado. And I'm so grateful. So thank you so much for tuning into my show all the way from Denver, Colorado. And I cannot wait to see this magical person in Washington, D.C. in a couple of weeks. And let me tell you, There's some really amazing, fabulous people that get to come. I've met Jazz Jennings. I've met Jason Rodriguez from Pose. Oh my gosh. You know, of course, the legendary, iconic Andrea Jenkins. Yes, yes, yes. And of course, the late, great, the queen mother herself, Miss Major. Oh my gosh. Whew. I'm so inspired by creating change. And for anyone that is listening tonight that, you know, is probably like, oh, I love this conference. I love to learn more about it. It's super simple. All you have to do is log on to thetaskforce.org/creating-change/. And it will tell you all of the information. It will tell you everything about the conference. And each year it's in a different city. So next year, we don't know where it's going to be yet, but maybe it'll be somewhere I haven't been yet. I'm waiting for that. That would be awesome. And not only that, I hope that they get to come back to Minneapolis. I know that ROX has been to Creating Change for quite some time. They literally have been to probably every Creating Change that has happened. So, I mean, honestly, like when ROX tells me about every city that they've been to attend Creating Change, I'm like so inspired. I know that they were here, I think it was like 2013, 2014. I could be wrong, but DJ Daddy ROX knows all about that. So, but I'm also excited because there's going to be some really awesome, amazing, fabulous special guests this year. Alok. Oh my gosh, I love Alok. I met Alok a couple of years ago here in the Twin Cities at an event in South Minneapolis, and I was really inspired. I love their fashion. They're so dope. They're so amazing. I cannot wait to hear them talk and to hear their powerful speech in DC. And of course, yes, Miss Dominique Jackson from Pose. Oh my gosh, yes, so awesome. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. But let's get back into the music now. And the next artist that I'm going to play is from B. Steadwell. And this artist had released some albums off of a album called Queer Love. And I really love the song. It's entitled Sometimes. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for you right now on KVI's Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. And stay tuned because DJ Daddy ROX will probably be giving me a call live from the 2026 Transforming Families Gala that's taking place right now, right here in the Twin Cities. We'll be back in a short few minutes. Enjoy.
Some days I wish that we could. Maybe
Sometimes it's hard just to love without the words to define. But maybe you and me could get by. Somehow I think we'll be fine.
Support for KFAI comes from The Dakota, presenting The Yellow Jackets, Wednesday, January 21st. For 44 years, The Yellow Jackets have brought rock, fusion, and R&B to the world of jazz. The hallmark of The Yellow Jackets have always been exploration and reinvention. To their true nature, their latest release, Fasten Up, continues that tradition. The Yellow Jackets are all about self-discovery, continuing their jazz journey while challenging themselves along the way. More information about the Yellow Jackets at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Emmy Woods with Low Jam, Dakota Fay, and Laura Hugo, Saturday, January 10th. It'll be a double release party with country, folk, blues, singer-songwriter Emmy Woods debuting their new album, When the Day Breaks, an intimate album about love, loss, healing, and redemption. In addition, the title track will also be released as a hip-hop version, written and arranged with Dakota Fay and Low Jam. All of them will perform along with special guest Laura Hugo. More information about Emmy Woods with Low Jam, Dakota Fay, and Laura Hugo can be found at thecedar.org.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions, which airs every second Thursday right here on KFAI Radio. I'm your girl, Shimmer, she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns, and I get to host alongside the shamazing, the one and only DJ Daddy Rocks. Yes, yes, yes. And I play that for them because I know how much DJ Daddy Rocks loves Michelle and DJ Ocello with Beautiful. Oh gosh. And Michelle and DJ Ocello was born and raised in Washington, D.C. And actually, there is a restaurant there. I remember when I went there, I believe it was 2018 when I went to the very first Creating Change conference. And there is a restaurant that I went to down that was by the conference. It was, we stayed at the Thurgood Marshall Ballroom there. And there was this really beautiful, shamazing little eatery. And they said it was Michelle and Ajayo's Cello's favorite place to eat. So I'm going to have to tell Rox that. We might have to go breakfast when we're there. And then before that, we had some B. Steadwell with Sometimes, who was also born and raised in Washington, D.C., and now resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, yes, yes. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm your girl Shimmer, and I get to be here every second Thursday with DJ Daddy Rocks for Fresh Root and Rare Productions. And Rocks is currently attending the 2026 Transforming Families Gala, which is taking place right now at the Plymouth Community Center. And it's from 6:30 to 9. So it started about an hour ago. So kind of in the middle of the Shamazing Gala. A little bit about Transforming Families. So Transforming Families, TFF, is an inclusive, safe space for families with transgender, non-binary, gender-expansive, and questioning youth ages 3 to 21. TFF holds in-person monthly peer support meetings in St. Paul, Eagan, Matamidi, Minneapolis, Mankato, Rochester, and Duluth. And they also offer three caregiver parent-only meetings, one for parents of adults, one for caregivers of all ages in Afton, and one virtual caregiver parent meetings per month on Zoom. Their values are centered around their vision of a Minnesota where trans youth are free to be who they are without constraints from parents, communities, schools, and legislative bodies. So great. And since their inception in 2011, TFF has grown from a small group of parents and their trans teens to its own organization, serving hundreds of Minnesota families. Their team consists of parents of trans youth, trans folks, and community professionals who leverage each other's lived experiences to enrich the organization. At TFF meetings, veteran parents, mentors, those who are new to the journey, and trans adults serve as role models to their youth. Their trans leaders are particularly valued because their intrinsic knowledge ensures that the perspectives of their youth are always their first priority. And they are proud to be a part of the web of organizations that support trans youth in Minnesota. So fabulous. Love, love, love that. Oh, gosh. Ooh, and a shout out to Hannah, Dave. Yes, yes, yes. Hildy and Dahlia. Shimmer sending you love. I know y'all are killing it right now with that shamazing, fabulous gala going on. Yes, yes, yes. All right. I'm going to get back into the music now. This next artist that I'm going to play, I'm actually going to kind of give you a sneak peek. So next Thursday on Daybreak with Shimmer, I'm hosting with Monday Morning's AM Drive host, Kenna. Yes, it's going to be a Kenna Shimmer next Thursday show. And we're going to do a very special tribute of some of my favorite musicians, Maya, A. Marie, and Shannon. Oh, gosh. Yes, yes, yes. I cannot wait. We're going to have a whole morning jam-packed with some Maya, some A. Marie, and Shannon. Yes, yes, yes. But let's just play some Marie. Let's just play some A. Marie anyways. This is from her debut album, and I love it. And, of course, she's one of my favorite artists. She's a singer. She's a choreographer. She's a dancer. She's an author. And she also was born and raised in Washington, D.C. So here's my girl, Miss A. Marie, with Why Don't We Fall in Love, right now on KFEI's Fresh Root and Rare Productions.
So why don't we?
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. That was my girl, A. Marie. Oh my gosh. Love, 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 love me some A. Marie. Listen, I'm about to play the whole album, literally from beginning to end. Oh my gosh, all the way there. I literally have been in an A. Marie mood and some Maya as well as some Shannon. So yeah, I'm definitely super pumped and super excited. 7:31 p.m. right now in the Twin Cities. Stay tuned because coming up at the 8 o'clock p.m. hour, we have Travoramo with Fa 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 coming up at 8 p.m. this evening. Currently, it is 35 degrees in the Twin Cities. And if you've been outdoors today, it was kind of nice as I'm looking out the KFEI studio. It is raining outside. Yes. Yeah, so definitely just be sure to be careful. All right. So if you are in travel, if you are driving, definitely we know that when it rains and snows, sometimes it can get a little bit kind of icy on the roads for sure. So be careful if you are traveling. All right. We do have a couple of announcements, and really quickly going on right now at the Dakota is my girl, Lucia Sarmiento. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Miguel, before he left the studio, was on his way down to see her. I'm super jealous because I love me some Lucia. Sarmiento. It is going to be a great night. Listen, I mean, if you have not heard Lucia perform live, and just her music is so soothing and relaxing, oh my gosh, you are missing out. So definitely, it is going down at the Dakota tonight. So thank you so much. And Lucia Sarmiento posted a beautiful message to us in the Twin Cities experiencing what we're going through. And she really sent this beautiful message of just making sure that we're loving each other. We're holding our families, our friends, our community very closely, giving each other a hug and showing up and not stopping to give up, always being there and just really making sure that we are taking care of our beautiful community. So powerful. All right. So the next artist that I'm going to play is, of course, from Frenchie Davis. Yes, yes, yes. Now, Frenchie Davis, okay, let me tell you, of course, we know her. She was on American Idol. She was on The Voice. And guess what? She also performed live on the Power to the People stage. Yes, a couple of years ago, Frenchie Davis performed on the Power to the People stage right here at Twin Cities Pride. And listen, she threw it down. Oh my gosh. And it was amazing. So I'm going to go ahead and play me some Frenchie Davis. Of course, she was born and raised in Washington, D.C. And that's where she auditioned for American Idol because, you know, your girl Shimmer loves pop culture. And so I do a lot of my research and I look online, and she actually auditioned for American Idol and made it to the final round. And she was actually in the top 24 and made it to the top 20, made it all the way to the top 14, the top 12. Oh my gosh, yes. And she's had an amazing career. She's been on Broadway. She's been a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. So she's really been doing some really fabulous things in the queer community. So here she is right now with Be My Lover. Of course, we know Best Made from La Bouche. Yes. So here she is right now, Frenchie Davis with Be My Lover on KVI's Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da.
Together, you wanna know right now, you wanna Support for KFAI comes from Crooner's Supper Club, presenting Dean McGraw and Suvo Singh in a celebration of residents Friday, January 9th. Dean McGraw and Suvo Singh blend their styles together in the Dunsmore Jazz Room. With Dean McGraw on guitar and Suvo Singh on tabla, this collaboration brings a unique expression of the interplay between strings and percussion. More information about Dean McGraw and Suvo Singh in celebration of resonance is available at croonersmn.com.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting First Avenue's Best New Bands of 2025 in the First Avenue Main Room, Saturday, January 17th, featuring Schutz, Greg, LaSalle, Megan and the Birdwatcher, Mother Soki, Sally Ford, and Sophie Hiroko. Hosted by Diane Miller, Crystal Wax, Sean McPherson, and Silver We May. More information about First Avenue's Best New Bands of 2025 is available at first-avenue.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio. I'm your girl Shimmer, live in the studio with you this evening. DJ Daddy Rocks usually is alongside me, but they are attending the 2026 Transforming Families Gala tonight. So, you know, I know that they're having a ball. They're having fun. They're going to check in with me. So I'm going to have to check in with them to see how it's going. I know it's going super fabulous. Congratulations to Hannah, Dave, Hildy, Dahlia, and everyone for the second annual Transforming Families Gala. Love it, love, love it. Sending you all the glitter and sparkles through the airwaves. All right, 7:45 p.m. in the Twin Cities. We got about 15 more minutes left of tonight's show, and I'm excited to go back to Washington, D.C. It'll be the second time for me. I remember when I was there, I went to the Washington Zoo, and I got to see this really beautiful snow leopard. Oh, my gosh, it was gorgeous, and I had so much fun. I cannot wait to go back there. And, oh, my gosh, I just want to eat the food and have a great time. I'm excited to take it all in and to attend all the shamazing workshops that Creating Change has. Let's get back into the music now. Remember this movie? Remember the Rugrats movie? Oh my gosh, yes. Of course, there's Chucky and Tommy. And of course, we have Angelica and so much more. Well, let's get back into that right now. It looks like we have DJ Daddy Rocks on the phone. So let's play a little bit of this and then we'll talk to Rocks. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a short few minutes right here on KFBI Radio. We'll be back in a short few minutes. Welcome back to KFEI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFEI.org. That was a little taste of the shamazing Maya, who I love, 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 who I got to meet a couple of years ago at Twin Cities Pride. And she's also from Washington, D.C. Okay, so DJ Daddy Rocks is on the phone with me. Rocks, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, hey, Rox. Oh, you got to be proud of Shimmer. I'm getting so much better at the phone.
Yes, you are. I'm so proud of you, Shimmer.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I was telling everyone, Rox, that you are live at the 2026 Transforming Families second annual gala. I've been chatting them up all about creating change and so much great things that we're going to be doing with Rare Productions. and all of that. But what is the gala like tonight?
Gala is a beautiful, beautiful gathering of our community. I was greeted at the door by, this group that some people know as the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. We know them here in Minnesota as the Ladies of the Lakes. And so I was greeted right away by Kim Kabucha and the rest of the sisters. They have a beautiful display, silent auction items, mystery wine, and all kinds of beautiful things, sports memorabilia and other things for their silent auction. And right now, people that are in the hall are listening to a very poignant message from our Attorney General Keith Ellison, who is reminding us that we are powerful, that we are strong, that he has our back, and that we strive in Minnesota to ensure that all trans folks and transgender youth are protected by law and by the perseverance of our community.
Ooh, I needed that. Thanks, Rox. It's been such a crazy last couple of days. And, yesterday and today just been taking some healing for myself. And I'm just grateful that I got to come to the studio tonight and listen to music and just be here at KFEI and feeling in this beautiful, safe space. So thank you for sharing. And I'm glad I can hear all of the noise in the background. And it sounds like it's going amazingly well. So I know that you're looking...
Beautiful. And there's an all-star lineup here. Of course, there's all kinds of famous and infamous queers, from our Senator Dibble to, the director of Transforming Families and all of their board members. Shimmer, even my kids' first grade teacher is here. She walked right up to me and she said, "I think I know you. Do you have a son named Solomon?" And I said, "I do. You look very familiar. What is your name?" And she said, "I was Miss Parrish then." And that was my kid's first grade teacher. So there's an all-star lineup, from elected politicians to community members to my kid's first grade teacher, all here celebrating the life and the joy the trans community brings to Minneapolis, to Twin Cities, to Minnesota. And really, when you think about transforming families, they're an entity and an organization that has set a precedent for not only the state of Minnesota, but the national scene. So we know that folks all over the country turn to transforming families in their time of need for support, love, and encouragement. And transforming families has really been doing that for the last 10 years very strongly. And so I feel very honored to be here tonight. I feel very much in gratitude that you are the rock star that you are, Shimmer. Look at you running the board, running the whole show like you do every week, like you do several times a month. Your leadership and your artistic prowess. I feel weird saying that I'm proud of you, because it's the work that you did. But indeed, I am proud of you, and I'm so proud to call you my friend. And I know that this is a place where you would love to be, and that you've often held the role of MC for many of the things that Transforming Families has done. And so I'm sad that you're not here, but I'm very glad that you are in the place that brings you joy. You're in with it, what some people may call their happy place. You love the radio, and you're there, and you're holding it down, bringing breaking news to our community. And I'm so grateful to be in friendship, to be a community partner and ally with you, and to do the great work of leadership that we do. You hear everybody in the background clapping for that great message from Keith Ellison.
Oh, thank you so much, Rox. Yes, I thank you so much for all the flowers. And yes, I hear all the clapping and it sounds so much fun. I wish I was there. You know, as like you said, I've been gifted to host a lot of the events with Transforming Families. And, you know, I have a very special place in my heart for Hannah and Dave and Hildy and Dahlia. And thank you, you know, for introducing me to them and allowing me to be a part of the work that they do as well. And, you know, Hildy is also so inspiring to me. And, you know, she's someone that I truly look up to. So thank you so much. And I know you all are looking fabulous. And I know that,
yes,
you know it.
I was going to actually comment because, you know, the girls tonight are dressed in a way that is just like complimentary to one another. And also their unique individual style. So, you know, Hildy is sporting this black dress that has this really cool underpinning of rainbow sequins. I'm going to try to get a picture of it for you, Shimmer, because I know you're going to love it. And then, you know, Dee is sporting this like button-down top with a sparkly brooch and a sparkly skirt dress underneath. And so they complement each other with their unique individual styles. And I am freaking loving how these two love each other, support each other, and hold each other down in such a way that's just like sibling love. And it's so cute.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Send me photos and I want to see what you're wearing too, because I know you look as sharp. I was like, okay, I know we were talking about it last month, so I cannot wait. Send me photos. Tell everyone I said hello and then sending them my shamazing love and sparkled and glitter through the airwaves. And I know that they're all doing such a shamazing job tonight. And I was telling the listeners, you know, in the short few minutes that we have on air tonight about creating change and, you know, how much I'm inspired, you know, to have been able to attend that conference and how important it is to you and to me. And I was also letting them know that we're attending in a couple of weeks there and we're going to, you know, talk, we're going to engage. You got some workshops going on and all of that. And really quickly, in the last 2 minutes here, is there anything you'd like to say about creating change this year before we go?
Just that I love being able to go to creating change with you. And we're going to have to do a count. Maybe while we're sitting at the bar this year, people watching, we can count back the number of years that you've been coming to Creating Change with us.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think 2018, I think, was the very first one that I got to go to, which was in Washington, D.C. So I'm super honored to visit D.C. again because, you know, there's a snow leopard that I have to go see at the zoo again. And it was beautiful. So, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Full circle.
Absolutely. All right.
I love you, Quinn.
I love you too, Rox. Tell Anna I love her as well. Send everyone my love. Have a great night at the gala. I want to see photos and we'll catch up soon. And then when we come back next month, we'll talk all about creating change and the TFF gala and so much more next month.
Okay, friend.
All right. You have a good night, Rox.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to KFEI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFEI.org. And I'm going to go ahead and close out with Shannon. She is a really awesome 80s R&B dance disco artist who I feel like doesn't get a lot of representation. And I don't, you know, I'm going to play her next week on my morning show, but I'm going to play her because she was born and raised in Washington, D.C. And she did a lot of roller skating there. That's how she got her start in disco dance. So let's get that playing. Stay tuned because Travelramo is up now on KFEI Radio. Stay tuned at the 8 o'clock p.m. with Travelramo. Fa, fa, fa. Have a good night, everyone. We'll see you next month right here on KFEI Radio. Have a wonderful night and be safe.